South Australian police have named a now-deceased multimillionaire businessman as a person of interest in one of Australia's most notorious cold cases, the disappearance of the Beaumont children. Harry Phipps, as we discussed yesterday, died in 2004. He was the owner of the cast alloy factory in North Plimpton, and part of this site will be excavated in the hope it will turn up clues about the Beaumont children. Detective Superintendent Des Bray says an anomaly found in the area sparked the new dig, but he's warning people to temper expectations.
We don't know what we will find, except that that site warrants further investigation because it does appear to have been a hole, which is about 6 square metres and between 2.5 and 3 metres in depth. So there may be an innocent explanation, but in the absence of that, we've committed to searching.
South Australian Detective Superintendent Des Bray yesterday. While police aren't describing Harry Phipps as a suspect, one former detective is convinced that he is the man who abducted the Beaumont children. Bill Hayes is a former South Australian detective who, in his retirement, has spent the past decade investigating the disappearance of the three Beaumont children. Bill Hayes, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
So, Detective Superintendent Des Bray was talking there about a new excavation site, Bill, 6 square metres, 3 metres deep. Why is this significant? It's close to, but about 50 metres from a site searched by police back in 2013.
Yeah, it's a very significant site because back nearly 10 years ago, I interviewed the son of Phipps, who told me that the children were buried in the sand pit. This area that we're talking about is part of the sand pit. It's been said to me many times by the late son that that was where the children were buried. So it had a significance. It's also very significant because this hole was dug by these then two young men 3 days after the children were abducted under the instruction of Harry Phipps, who we say had taken the children.
Okay, Harry Phipps is a businessman, well-respected, successful businessman. You've talked about his son there, Hayden. You've spoken to Hayden. Channel 7 has reported that Hayden Phipps told authorities he saw the Beaumont children in the backyard of his family home on the day they vanished. Now, you tracked down and spoke to him. What did he tell you? What did Hayden Phipps tell you about his father and about that sighting?
If I could just correct something, he didn't speak to authorities. He spoke to me.
I beg your pardon.
That's okay. So that's been reported to authorities. Hayden had a fear of authorities. He wouldn't speak to them, and there was an approach made to him that made him very upset by authorities, and he clammed up. But he did tell me about that. He said on the day in question he had come home early from his part-time job. He was a school child then. He was in a cubby out the backyard having a sly smoke. He's about 14. In those days, children didn't smoke in front of the parents at that age. And he saw the three children come into the yard and speak to his father, who at that time was loading some stuff into a car. The children were inside the house with his father and were there for some short time. The father came out and continued to load stuff into his car and left. He then went inside the house and found the children not there and the front door was open.
So that's a hell of a thing to be saying, that you saw that he saw the Beaumont children inside the family home in the presence of his father. I mean, the disappearance of the Beaumont children is been a huge story for 52 years in Adelaide. Why didn't Hayden tell the police that?
First of all, he told me he's only a child. He was only a school child. He didn't really put two and two together for some time, but he did start putting two and two together some time later and told other people, particularly his second wife, and he told another person that he worked with back as far as about 1980-81 that there was issues there. He was quite severely affected by his life because he'd been subject to sexual abuse by his father from the age of about 4 years old. And he was certainly disturbed by that, but he was quite logical, he's quite sane, he's quite a normal guy at the best of times, but he was very, very affected by his experiences.
So the police say there are dozens, if not hundreds of people been put forward as possible culprits. You are convinced from the work you've done, as I understand, that Harry Phipps is the man. Why Why are you so convinced of that? Who was Harry Phipps? What do we know about him? And what do you know about him that's brought you to that conclusion?
Harry Phipps was, as you mentioned in your opening, a very successful industrialist in South Australia who built up a large organisation. He was very wealthy, very well connected, and in fact was awarded an Order of Australia Medal. So he was a man of prominence in our society, particularly back in the 60s. He had a persona that presented as normal to the general public and the people he dealt with in business, but beneath that was a monster. He was a predatory pedophile. He had fetishes such as that with Saturn, where if he handled Saturn, he would become incredibly sexually aroused, uncontrollably aroused. This particular day that he was seen, we believe he was loading Saturn clothing into the boot of his car to take the place at the factory where he would store that clothing because it was precious to him.
Bill, these are very serious allegations you make. Are you working only off the information told to you by his son, Hayden? Have you been able to test this testimony and these allegations?
Yes, we've corroborated as much as we could possibly corroborate, bearing in mind Harry Phipps has deceased in 2004. But we've corroborated it with friends, family members and people who knew him during that period who knew the other side of him.
So police have now named him as a person of interest, not as a suspect, but they have looked at him before. As we said, the factory site in Plympton was dug up four years ago. Why did the police not see him as a suspect at the time or since? Did he have an alibi? Has he been cleared?
He could not have been spoken to because by the time the police became involved in it and I became involved in it, he was already dead. However, I can't answer for the police as to why they didn't see what we saw. I can tell you that when you're doing an investigation of any type, if you get a number of coincidences lining up, say one, two or three, you get quite excited because it's certainly an indication that something may have happened.
Okay.
In this particular case, we've got over 30 coincidences that are lining up to Mr. Phipps in this particular matter.
Bill Hayes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bill Hayes is a former South Australian detective. He was not a detective on the original case, but he spent the last 10 years independently investigating the disappearance of the Beaumont children. And the police have now said they soon will begin that dig in the backyard of the Castor Alloy factory in Plympton in Adelaide.